China is quickly filling the gaps left behind by America's hasty and ill-thought-out withdrawal from Afghanistan. It's empowering that communist country like never before. We're seeing record inflation, along with record debt. How's the latest budget proposal going to affect us? That and more as we catch up with U.S. Senator Steve Daines on Voices of Montana. Senator, I appreciate your time this morning. It's been an interesting and rather eventful summer, hasn't it?
Well, Tom, I think using the words interesting are probably the kindest words you could probably use.
Yeah.
You know, as I was back home for a good chunk of August, traveling across the state, meeting with community leaders up in northwest part of our state, up in Libby, talking about the need for forest management as we see the insanity of liberal policies and these radical environmental groups stopping loggers from getting in the forest, to meeting with our veterans during the Afghanistan disastrous withdrawal. Tom, there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of just heartfelt concern about where in the world is this country headed under the leadership of President Joe Biden.
You noted that our closest allies are feeling vulnerable in a letter that you sent to the Biden administration to ask them not to take their eye off the ball when it comes to China.
Look, the world was watching what happened in Kabul, in Afghanistan, during the month of August, to watch President Biden cave the Taliban. And what happened here is he made America look weak on the world stage. This withdrawal was a disaster. It left Americans and key allies behind enemy lines at the mercies of the Taliban. And the problem we have, Tom, is that a weakened United States emboldens our enemies. And the folks who are cheering around the world are our enemies. The leaders in China see what Biden is doing. And that's why I sent this letter. I said, President Biden, you must assert U.S. strength abroad. You must stand up to our adversaries like China who are trying to diminish our influence. And because we're being seen as weak, that is a real problem because you've got the bullies and the tyrants of the world here who will jump this vacuum that Biden has created in terms of who's going to assert leadership in the world. And then combining that with our freedoms being under attack with President Biden, whether it's Second Amendment, whether it's the southern border, whether it's these reckless spending and tax proposals that Bernie Sanders, Pelosi, and Schumer are trying to jam through the Senate, put on Biden's desk, which is creating inflation. I mean, it's like a multi-front war right now that we're battling back here in Washington.
Fifth generation Montanan Steve Daines, 28 years of private sectors he brought to Washington, D.C., some of that time spent in China. Let's kind of look at this and unpack it a little bit. They're exerting a lot of influence, and they're trying to enact or at least exert an enactment of a new maritime law. This is an important area for America, not just America, but the world to push back on. Is the international community going to join in the pushback against China when it comes to the South Sea?
Well, Tom, in the South China Sea, it starts with America leading. And if America leads, then we will get allies here standing shoulder to shoulder. But if America doesn't lead, if we back down to what's going on right now with China, that only emboldens the Chinese. And there's really only one other superpower in the world that can stand up toe-to-toe with China, and that's the United States of America. Tom, listen, I received a classified briefing recently about what's going on with the nuclear capabilities in China. A lot of information is available publicly. You can just do a search on China nuclear capabilities and take a look at what's out there publicly. They have been racing to ensure that they have got capabilities that are equal to or perhaps even greater than what the United States has in terms of nuclear capabilities. And thank God for our mission there out of Great Falls at Malmstrom Air Force Base. The fact we have these ICBMs, these intercontinental ballistic missiles, which are a deterrence. They deter bullies. They are making sure that we keep the world safe. One of my favorite challenge coins I have from one of the former commanders at Malmstrom, it says, scaring the hell out of America's enemies since 1963. And that is how you keep the world safe. The world is safe when America is strong. It goes back to Ronald Reagan and peace through strength.
I want to talk as we're a few days past our September 11th commemoration here. We want to look at the 13 American heroes. You've got a bill to enact a congressional or to award them congressional gold medals. But your thoughts on the 20th anniversary along with that?
Well, look, I go back to the Lord's Prayer from a couple thousand years ago when he says, Jesus said, deliver us from evil. Let's not forget that evil existed 2,000 years ago and evil exists today. If there's something that 9/11 has taught us, and that is it was moments of moral clarity. The problem we have with leftists and liberals is they somehow believe this progressive way of thinking and evolving in is going to lead us to world peace. It's nonsense. There's always forces of evil. We saw that on 9/11. We saw that in August when that homicide bomber blew up 13 members of our military, these young, brave men and women who gave the last full measure they had to protect Americans and our allies in Afghanistan. These are American heroes, and that's why I introduced a bill to provide a Congressional Gold Medal to these heroes. My dad's a Marine. He's 82 years old. He was part of a unit out of Billing. And on the morning when that news was breaking about the horrible bombing that happened and in the subsequent attack there against our members of the military and all the Marines that were lost, I called my mom to talk to my dad, and my mom said, Steve, your dad is physically sick. I think that really represents where we are as Montanans, where our veterans are as well, in terms of just sickened by what happened. And you know what? I blame President Biden for that. I really do. You could not have executed a more disastrous withdrawal. Why in the world would you give up Bagram Air Base out of the gate? The Taliban then overrun the air base. They released thousands of terrorists who were held basically in a prison that we had created there. It's mind-boggling, and heads need to roll, and we need to hold the members of the Biden administration accountable, starting with Blinken, with Austin, as well as with Milley, for the decisions that were made there that resulted in a disastrous outcome for the United States.
Okay, how do we hold them accountable?
Well, you're going to see a series of hearings. You saw that just today with Blinken. And by the way, Blinken would not even come up to Capitol Hill. He appeared over Zoom. He did not have the guts or the courage to personally come before members of Congress and defend the actions that they took and to take the tough questions. Instead, he hid behind basically a Zoom camera remotely at the State Department. But we're going to keep the press here. On get the transcripts of what went down, who made these recommendations, who made the decisions. And the bottom line is, Tom, is that President Biden wanted to put a nice little bow on top of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. They didn't want to have any scary images of kind of the Saigon kind of exit that we saw in Vietnam. So they had this plan that basically was this rapid withdrawal here. And by doing that, It had these disastrous consequences, and instead, everything they didn't want to have happen did happen. And again, you got these liberal hacks, these propeller heads, these elites from the East Coast and the West Coast who are in the Oval Office, who've got these big Ivy League educations here, and they're dangerous. They're dangerous liberals here who are giving President Biden advice, and Biden took the advice, and here we had the disastrous consequences of it, and sadly, the loss of life of American members of the military.
I'm with your dad on it, and I know a lot of people are. They're just sickened about it. Montana Senator Steve Daines is with us, first a member of the United States House of Representatives in 2012, just reelected to his second term in the Senate, sits on the Finance Committee, the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, Energy, Natural Resources, and Indian Affairs. That's Montana's wheelhouse for sure. I want to ask a question, Senator, in regards to finance, banking, housing, and urban affairs. Your thoughts on this $3.5 trillion budget?
Well, this is a crazy far-left spending and tax spree. That is, it's Bernie Sanders and AOC's dream bill.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it'll be two things. If they get their way, what they propose, it'll be the largest tax increase in the history of the United States. Number one. Number two, if they pass a spending bill, and by the way, it's quoted at $3.5 trillion, but if you look at the entitlements that are created in this bill, free daycare, free community college, all this far left green New Deal nonsense, it will actually probably be more like a $5 to $7 trillion bill. This is a pork spending buffet extravaganza, and so that's why I call this just reckless. Biggest tax increase in the history of our country, biggest spending bill in the history of our country. It's totally irresponsible. And here we are, as Montana families are grappling with soaring inflation. Just saw the numbers came out this morning, 5.2, 5.3%. This is starting to remind me of what happened back in the 70s and early 80s when you see these rapid cycles of inflation. And then on top of that, a lot of Montana businesses can't find people to fill the jobs. When you have the federal government spending this massive amount of money that ignites inflation on top of creating more of these social programs that disincentivize people to go back to work, that creates more inflationary pressure. You can't fill the jobs, and it's this rapid cycle that then will eventually result in the Fed raising interest rates. And that is a way to really harm the economy.
Is there any chance of paring down that package?
Well, there is, and it comes down to just one Democrat senator. If we could just find one, I can think of one maybe. Maybe you can too, Tom. But if we could find one Democrat senator that has the courage to stand up and say, this is nonsense, this is not what Montanans want, that person right now is Joe Manchin. And Joe Manchin has been out there raising a lot of concerns about what's going on. So when you say a prayer at night, say a prayer for Joe Manchin, because it just takes one Democrat. Remember, the way they're going to jam this thing through is there's 50 Democrat senators today. So they'll pass it with 50 senators, Democrats voting for it. Every single Republican is going to vote against it. And Vice President Kamala Harris will break the tie. It'll pass 51-50. So it comes down to just one Democrat can stop this nonsense of a freight train racing down the track.
I might have given out the phone number of that one Democrat a time or two. we only got like 30 seconds. Did you pull a moose tag? Did you pull an antelope tag this year?
I didn't. In fact, for the first time in about, probably 20 years, I didn't draw my antelope tag out there in 700. But guess who did? My sweet wife, Cindy, did. So the Danes family will go out, and we'll all be guiding and helping Cindy find a good antelope and probably have some prairie dogs and coyotes to shoot in the meantime.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Senator. Appreciate that. Be well, and thanks for the work you do.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.
We are talking election integrity next as we come on back with more from the Northern News Network. It's Voices of Montana.